United by the servant love of God in Christ, we pray this holy night for the needs of the world. You call your people to hand on what we receive from you. Form all the baptized into teachers of faith. From one generation to the next, give your church hunger for your promises in the sacraments and joy in receiving and sharing your word. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Your creation provides all that we need. Cleanse and protect the water you have given for washing and drinking, water on which all life depends. Sustain crops and herds that provide food. Teach us how to live so that there is enough for all. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You redeemed your people from slavery. Preserve people throughout the world who flee violence and oppression. Establish just leadership in place of tyranny and peace in place of war. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Jesus loved his followers to the end. Grant assurance of that love to all who need it, those living with guilt, those struggling to forgive, those who are struggling, those who are lonely or overlooked. Heal the sick and embrace the dying. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Denelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Cheryl, Bonnie, Mary, Ruth, Tilly, Danielle, Kyle, Mila, and Theo, Nancy, Dave, the family of Marta Heron, the family of Jim Deering and Pat Johnson, Shirley, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Jesus washed the feet of the one who betrayed him. Inspire this congregation's ministries of service that we love as Jesus loved us. Give us renewed courage to serve. Bless the ministry of deacons throughout the church. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Your glory shone in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the generations of the faithful who have proclaimed our Lord's death. Unite us with them in hope until he comes again. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Hear these and all of our prayers, O God, in the name of the one who loves us to the end, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you in your family, and if you live alone, please give a phone call or send an email. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Creator of heaven and earth, you spoke and order emerged from chaos. Creation from the formless void to bring light from darkness. You formed us in your image and called us to be your people. You spoke words of truth and law and created a community for us. Through the prophets, you called us to work for justice and peace. In the fullness of time, your word became flesh and lived among us. And in him, we have seen your full glory. He shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us. He taught those who sought to follow his way. He healed the sick, cured the blind. He ate and drank with outcasts. He proclaimed the good news of your kingdom. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, for the gift of your love and grace that we receive through him. Pour out your Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they become the body and blood of Christ for us. Nourished by them, we may become the body of Christ in the world. On this night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread, we remember the Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus draws the whole world to himself. Come to this meal and be fed. You may now commune, saying, taking the bread and saying, "The body of Christ given for you." And then taking your wine or your juice and saying, "The blood of Christ shed for you." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in a wonderful sacrament, you strengthen us with the saving power of your suffering, death, and resurrection. May the sacrament of your body and blood so work in us that the fruits of your redemption will show forth in the way we live. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.